My precious heart dwellers, may the Lord give us strength to endure the fiery trials that the Lord allows to purify our souls. Amen. I want to share with you that Ezekiel came very close to death for two nights in a row. I've been holding on to the promise spoken by Jesus that we would both be raptured, but I felt deeply compromised in my thinking when he went through horrific pain. I cannot even adequately express to you what he suffered. I believe it was partly our enemies and partly the manifestation of the stigmata that he gets when the Lord is calling the whole community to prayer for those who are unprepared for death. But rather than lasting for an hour, it lasted for a good 6 to 8 hours on both nights. Then one of our community members who hears from the Lord told me, the Lord has given Ezekiel a choice, either to stay until the rapture or be taken so he won't have to suffer anymore. When I heard that, I said to the Lord, you gave me a promise and I'm standing on it. My dear ones, I have to tell you, I was in agony watching him in agony, and I thought to myself, perhaps it is better to let him go. But in all honesty, I just couldn't. He didn't want to go either. He had made up his mind. He would endure the pain and stay until the rapture. It was sheer hell for us both until 4 in the morning, when the pain finally subsided. I went to bed shattered inside as he drifted off to sleep. When I was beside his bed, my face was buried in the blankets, crying out to the Lord. It occurred to me that perhaps part of this was our purgatory. I know there are things I could have done better. I know there are sacrifices I could have made but didn't. I know I had not given this life my all, but rather at moments have been indulgent when I could have abstained. So I began to repent and repent and repent. When the rosary began, I saw Our Lady immediately. She was holding a filigree chalice that had some substance in it, and she extended it to me. She began, I am here to strengthen you, Claire. Drink this. Not much more to go, my dear little Claire. Be a soldier for your Lord. Carry this and keep going, no matter how futile it seems to you. It is not futile. There is still a great deal to accomplish. Is it true? I asked. You said it was a long, dark tunnel. This has not been very long. She continued. No, it hasn't. But your repentance is moving his heart. Keep that up, and it will deliver you sooner. We are in charge here, not the devil's. When he says enough, it will stop. It is up to him, beloved. Shall we go on, she said. Yes, mother, with your strength. How can I go on? I know I've been guilty of so many lapses in charity and outright sin. I will not try to justify you, she replied, nor should you try to justify yourself, but you have also done a great deal of good. That counts for something. I'm so sorry, mother, but I don't trust myself not to forget and sin again. She replied, these are times where all must search their souls and repent of wrongdoing. Many do not comprehend that they have lived sinful lives. They do not recognize sin because it's not taught as part of social norms. In these days, anything goes. All passes for good, even the most heinous crimes of torturing children for their body's substance. All must repent, even as it was said in the Chosen series. It's not a matter of certain people groups needing to repent. Jesus said, all must repent. Heaven's standards are so much higher than what passes as acceptable on earth. Part of this suffering you are going through is to demonstrate to all that sins will be paid for, even as Scripture says, every jot and tittle. So many Christians do not recognize where they are lacking and such a degree that it is sin. For instance, spending money on superfluities, luxuries, appointments, expensive homes and vacations, designer clothing, extravagant meals, liquor, and cars to impress others. So much is not understood about their role with the poor, and that they will be held accountable for those who are starving and never received what they needed from the wealthy. When you went to Ecuador, you discovered a way of living that was the very lowest subsistence level. There were no big expensive supermarkets, just the local outdoor market, no sprawling homes, just one or two rooms the family shares. When you came back, you saw the stark comparison between the two. Jesus, Joseph, and I had a simple adobe house, low ceilings, dirt floor, small windows, and we lived within our means. And this way we were able to contribute to the poor around us. Most do not recognize this kind of poverty in the world, or put two and two together, that they can actually alleviate it. After Our Lady finished her sentence, I saw Jesus come, and she faded into the background. He began, "Did I not make a promise to you that he would not die? When I offered him that choice of not having to suffer any longer, because I would take him, he himself made the decision to stay. I will never force my will upon another. I know you both are crushed to see the kind of pain he has been in. I know it has brought you to your knees, and that is what I hope to accomplish. You see, beloved, my people must be brought to repentance. I am using you as an example because they see you as some kind of saint, even though you have totally rejected that title. So if I must do these things with you, what may they expect? Because the time is short, because my bride needs to be without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, I must make an example of you, beloved, to help them recognize their sins of rebellion, self-serving, and excess. My precious one, it is not my heart to completely destroy you. It is only my heart to awaken your conscience, so you recognize sins you have not been acknowledging and refusing to continue in. Your culture is blind to sin, and I have asked you to bring sin to light, because many do not see their sinful actions. This is so important. Please move ahead with this. But Lord, I feel so very broken and crushed inside." He replied, "My mother has just strengthened you with her life-giving elixir. Though you did not taste it, you did in fact receive it, and it is holding you upright at this moment, able to hear my voice. Blessed Mother, are you still here? I heard her voice. Have I not said I am at your side? This is a very great grace to help our vessels unto honor to persevere through their fiery trials. Even as pottery is tried in the fire to harden it off, so must each of my children go through the refining process. Our idea of what a Christian sounds and looks like is not the same as yours on earth. I will bring you forth from this trial, Claire. I will not abandon you. So yes, I am here, by your side, ever vigilant, ever praying, ever extending my loving comfort to you. Thank you, Blessed Mother. Thank you." And now it's been several hours since I got up, actually going on 4 in the morning, and I didn't expect to be able to do anything tonight, but I've been able to get out 5 messages, so she has definitely strengthened me. Her intercession, dear ones, is priceless, absolutely priceless. but only the humble can receive it. And I'm not saying I'm humble, but I'm humble enough to be able to receive it, just barely. I recognize her exalted position before God in heaven, and I'm so grateful for her helpfulness. I hope and pray that you too will call upon her and allow her to form you into the saint that you were called to be. Amen.